Top CNN, we're here at TI. How's it going today, man?
What's going on?
Okay, so your TI versus TIP album just came out. What's your favorite song from the album?
Man, I can't pick a favorite, man. The whole album there is like this part of my life, man. From the time that the last album came out to the time that I finished this one, you know, it narrates that period of my life.
Okay, definitely. What's your take on the current state of hip hop?
Man, I feel like, you know, we're in the best place we've been and probably one of the worst places we've been. For the simple fact that, you know, so many streams of revenue in hip hop right now, so many different ways to be paid, so much money to be made, but you compete with so many different people now. It's so oversaturated. So many people blocking the dollar for somebody who probably should have been selling records. And you know, just because there's so many, like, Dre, you're only gonna play so many rap records. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's people who ain't on a professional level. Clogging the pipeline up for people who are on a professional level, and you know, I guess it's just creating a traffic jam, if you will.
Okay, I see what you're saying. All right, so as one of the most popular artists and best-selling artists also in hip-hop today, do you ever kind of feel like you're carrying a lot of the weight on your shoulders to drag hip-hop out of the sales rut that it's currently in?
I mean, I know that I'm carrying the weight on my shoulders, but that's what comes with being king, so you can't say something like you're the king without expecting to carry the weight on your shoulders. But I invite that challenge. I embrace that, you know, because I know that's what makes me different from other people. I know God has never put you in a position that you can't handle. So if I've been put in a position where I have more weight put on my shoulders, it's probably because I'm stronger than everybody else. You know, so I'm cool with that.
That's really a good way to look at it. All right, so you commented on Oprah's kind of attack on hip-hop on your song Touchdown in the new album. So
yeah.
Did you feel it was kind of your responsibility to address the topic?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I've always been one to speak how I feel. And just like I told you, this whole album is a narration of my thoughts, my feelings, and my experiences in my life throughout this period of time. And, you know, that was just one of the things that I was dealing with, and these were the thoughts that I had about it. And I was just speaking honestly. I wasn't trying to be malicious, you know?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. All right, so you're one of the few artists that can pull off being on like a hardcore, aggressive type track and then jump over to like the Justin Timberlake song or something without hurting your image at all or appearing to sell out. So what do you feel is the key to being so versatile as an artist?
I mean, you know, being diversified, having a lot of life experiences to draw from.
All right, so you've been jumping on a lot of major remixes recently, like the Make It Rain remix and the I'm a Flirt remix, and then you had the Top Back remix for the King album. So are we going to see one of those big remixes for something on this album, maybe?
Yeah, absolutely. So we just got to pick the record, man. We just got to pick that record, and we're going to go with it.
Do you have any idea which one you're going to pick yet?
Nah, man, not yet. I don't know.
All right, so have you picked the next single for your album?
Well, you know, the second single is, you know what it is.
Yeah.
The third and the fourth single will be from T.I. section. So I just got to see which one adequately associates with the people's demands.
Okay. I'm definitely feeling that track with Nelly. That seems like a big hit.
Right on, man. I love that song as well.
All right. So there's been kind of noticeable changes in your delivery over the years from like your first album to now. So how important do you feel it is to change it up and keep it fresh for your audience with your delivery?
Oh, absolutely. It's mandatory, man. You know, in order to stay in a position of power, you know, you got to keep reinventing yourself, finding new ways to deliver what the fans like about you to them.
Okay. Is that something you consciously address, like, all the time? Like, do you need to come up with a new way to stay relevant?
Nah, not stay relevant. I'm always relevant, you know what I'm saying? Even when I ain't got a song, even when my video ain't on, even when my songs, you know, ain't primarily, predominantly on the radio, people still feel the need to want to talk about me and what I'm doing, where I'm going, who I'm with, what I'm weighing, see it. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I don't have to stay relevant. It's just I feel the need to do that in order to challenge myself, you know.
Okay. Just to kind
I've
of
already
improve.
I've already done the things that I've done. Now all that's left to do is better, you know, and I can't do better without challenging myself.
Okay, I see what you're saying. All right, so we've heard you've announced plans for an entire album with DJ Toomp behind the board. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we've had discussions about that. You know what I'm saying? Me and Toomp have spoken about that. You know, we weren't able to work with each other on this album because, you know, just the songs that we did in the session that we recorded with one another didn't make the album. But you know what I'm saying? I guess we just have to agree to what it takes to make that happen and make it happen.
All right. Is that going to be the next album you're probably going to put out?
I mean, you know, I would love to make it the next album, but I don't know. I would love to make it the next album. It depends on how soon, like we can come to an agreement on what it takes to make that happen.
All right. We heard there might be some rumors about you taking a little bit of a hiatus before your next album. Is that true?
Taking a hiatus for my next album?
Yeah.
I mean, man, I ain't in no hurry.
Yep.
I ain't in no hurry to put out another album. I mean, I'm in a hurry to put out Young Dro's second album, Big Country's first album, DJ Drama's album. I'm in a hurry to complete the movies that we're working on at Grand Hustle Films as producers. I'm in a hurry to launch my clothing line between October and February. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so much other business to be done that I can't just, you know, just isolate myself to music.
Yeah.
I do have an album completed and ready to go, and I will not stop recording.
You've already got one completed?
Yeah, I got one ready right now.
Oh, wow. But you just might hold it off for a while until all this other stuff comes out?
Yeah, I just hold it up, man. I just hold it up, you know. I'm gonna be ever present in pop culture, though. I will be present. I will not be. I ain't gonna be on no milk cartons nowhere. You will see me, you know. it just might be a second before I put out another album.
All right. What's your eventual goal for Grand Hustle as a company? Do you want it to be like one of the biggest rap labels around, or is it gonna be like a multimedia type of thing?
Like you said, rap labels. Why can't this be the biggest label around?
Okay.
I think we got the potential of being a Bad Boy or a LaFace, and we got the same potential as any other successful label has had.
Definitely. All right. There are a lot of songs that were announced for this album with like R. Kelly and Akon,
yeah,
Lil Wayne.
Yeah, I told you I had an album going. No,
no. Is that going to be on probably the next album?
Yeah, probably. I told you I had an album there. We got, you know, JT's songs that I'm supposed to do with JT that we get to do this time around. Songs that I did with Lil Wayne that we put on this album this time around. Songs I did with Akon. Let me see here. What else? Scarface. So many songs, man. Dro, Young Dro, song I did with Young Dro. Songs. I mean, like, I got at least 30 songs left over from this album.
Wow. And you're probably going to be putting that out on the next album, not like a mixtape or something like that?
I mean, but I'm going to put them out on the next album, but I'm not going to put all of them out on the next album. It's not like I'm not going to do any new recordings for the next album.
Yeah.
I still record every time I'm in the studio. Like, whenever I'm in Atlanta, I'm usually recording, you know, even still.
All right. Everyone really enjoyed your work in the movie ATL, so are you going to be starring in any other movies coming up?
Of course, you know we got American Gangster.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be great.
November 2nd, Denzel, Russell, Common River, Cuba Good Jr., Idris Elba, Idris Elba, I think. You know, tons of different projects, man. I mean, tons of different talented black actors doing their thing, man. And it's the most prolific black gangster picture that's ever hit the screen.
Yeah, it seems like a great move from the trailer, at least. All right, so we're about done here, but is there anything else you want to say to everyone on WCNN?
Oh, man, just thank you, man. Thank you for all your continued support, man, from day one. You know, I'm a person who's been put in my position by the fans. You know, I'm a fan's favorite. I'm a fan favorite who made it, you know what I'm saying? I'm an underdog who actually assumed the level of success that everybody said he had the opportunity to assume, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm thankful for that, you know? I'm definitely gracious, for real.